Tonight's guest in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight has a lovely, engaging voice and music that's influenced by several different genres, yet uniquely her own. She's been hard at work on her first EP of original music and will debut a song from that in just a few minutes. I'd like to introduce you to Natalie Forteza. Hi, Natalie. We meet at last.
Finally. Hi, Kathy. Thank you so much for having me.
I have to tell our audience that we've been corresponding via email since last spring when you first told me about this project.
That's right.
And with most undertakings of this magnitude, it took a little longer than we originally figured, but getting an outcome, the quality of the song that we'll share with our audience tonight is certainly well worth it. Was the delay ever frustrating for you, though?
It was. I've been waiting so long to be able to do this that you just want to have it out there already. But it's a process that takes a lot of consideration. Friends who've helped me through this process have said, you know, you only release your first record once. So you do have to take a step back and just be patient. So as much as I couldn't wait to talk to you, I realize that everything has its time. So I'm so glad that that moment is now.
You've been dubbed an act you don't want to miss by the Poughkeepsie Journal. That had to be a coup.
That was quite an honor and quite a surprise. I was playing with a different band, and unbeknownst to me, it was a writer there, John W. Berry from the Poughkeepsie Journal, and next thing I know, he reaches out to me, and he was really complimentary, and he said, you know, I'd like to write something about you, and I was like, are you sure you're calling the right person? And I was very touched.
Natalie, what town are you from?
My family moved around a lot, mostly here in New York. We lived in Westchester primarily for a long time in different towns, and then moving our way up, my parents bought a house in Mayapack, and that's where I went to middle school and high school, so that's kind of what I consider my hometown.
You've got so many musical influences from so many different styles. Tell our audience a little bit about them.
The root of everything probably started in my home as a kid. My parents listened to a lot of South American music or jazz-influenced music, João Gilberto and Jobim, Stan Getz, Spyro Gyra. My mother used to love listening to The Police, a lot of classical music. So there's a huge variety. I think there's just been a thread that's been kind of sewn through all of those genres.
What is it about that common thread that drives you to all of those different genres, do you think?
Definitely a rhythmic groove. I'm definitely a huge fan of just having a nice movement through the music. That's definitely something that I gravitate to. But I love melodies and just simple vocal approaches to things. And I'd probably say the turning point and my inspiration was discovering Sade. At the time, listening to a lot of pop artists, it was something that was missing for me. I couldn't identify with because I don't have a huge voice. And at the time, you had artists like Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston and Christina Aguilera, voices that I couldn't identify with because I didn't have that kind of range or ability. So my brother had actually turned me on to Sade. He had given me her Love Deluxe album. And it opened the door to discovering my own voice and my own approach because she's not an acrobatic singer, and yet they had all this dynamic. I loved how she was able to implement all of those things and yet be a major artist.
I'm Kathy Millar, and my guest in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight is Natalie Forteza. Natalie, you've certainly got an all-star group of people working on this EP. Do you have a working title for it as yet?
It's just called One.
You've got two very well-known co-producers with you on this. How did you meet them and arrange to work with them?
My drummer, Eric Perez, says, I think there's somebody that you should meet. He works in another band whose lead singer is Porter Carroll Jr. I did a little bit of homework, and I said, okay. And then speaking with him, it was such an easy conversation. He had so much understanding from my standpoint, and he just asked the right questions. He offered to help in any way that he could, and then he happens to be the percussionist for Daryl Hall, for Live at Daryl's House, and also for Daryl Hall and John Oates as they tour. And he happened to be on tour, and their drummer, Brian Dunn, happened to say, you have to hear this band, Snarky Puppy. Up until this point, Porter and I were trying to figure out what would be the right formula. Long story short, he went to go see this group and their band leader, Michael League, and he says, I think this is the person that we should talk to. And it just worked out that he had the right amount of time. We couldn't have had easier people to work with. This whole process couldn't have been initiated without my bandmate. So, Eric,
well, tell us more about them. You call them the Gents.
The Gents, yes, because they are just that. They are incredible gentlemen. They're great friends, and they're great musicians as well. I'm kind of like the new kid on the block as far as our little unit. I started working with Anthony Candulo, who's our bass player. First, we were looking for a keyboard player, who is Aki Burmese, and then we ended up kind of tying in the whole group with Anthony and Eric.
Natalie, let's talk a little bit about your songwriting. How does it work for you? How do you take the idea and create a song around it?
So far, I haven't figured it out. But with Man on the Moon, particularly, I had started some lyrics. I don't currently play my own instrument. The ideas are spawned from a lyrical idea. I had this lyric laying around for years. The working title I think I had was like, Between You and Me and the Man on the Moon. Kind of a take on the saying, you know, between you, me, and the lamppost. I always had a fascination with the moon. I was always fascinated by the fact that two people in two different bases of the world can look at the moon and yet somehow be connected. But you also have experiences where you're with one other person, and it's just a very intimate space between two people where you can just be yourselves. They didn't have a lot of lyrics. I just didn't have a melody for it. And then one day, Anthony says, I'm just going to send you some tracks. And within seconds, I knew it was the one. It came together pretty quickly. Out of all the songs we were working on, it just clicked.
It's the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar with tonight's guest, Natalie Forteza. Natalie, your debut EP is called One, as we said. Is there a release date?
I don't have an exact release date yet, but I am aiming at the end of October, early November.
Give us your social media links so that we can keep up with what you're doing.
I'm on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, all as Natalie Forteza. And I have my own site as well, which is natalieforteza.com.
You've got some concert dates coming up from what you've told me.
In New York City, we have a few dates coming up. We're playing the Metropolitan Room, which has been a really popular cabaret spot, but they're really expanding their repertoire, so we're looking forward to playing the room. It's a really great room with spectacular sound, and we're also playing Rockwood Music Hall, and we are also going to have the honor of playing Daryl's House in Pawling.
And for more on those, you can go to Natalie's website, natalieforteza.com, and check out all of her upcoming dates and also the brand new EP just as soon as it's available. The song tonight is called Man on the Moon. And is there anything in particular you would like us to focus on as we give it a listen?
I leave it to the listener. I kind of feel like this is one of those songs that each individual is going to be taken to a different place.
Natalie Forteza, thanks so much for being my guest in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. All the best with your new EP called One, which we'll look for in a couple of weeks, the upcoming gigs that you've got, and all of your musical endeavors. It's so nice to speak with you. Here's Natalie Forteza with Man on the Moon on 100.7 WHUD.
With my heart open wide, I will take you inside. We can cross this divide. will surrender everything under the watchful eye of a pale.